Welcome to Purposely Purps, a safe space, a graceful space, a space where we grow closer to God while having fun, breaking traditional norms and shattering that thing called religion. I'm your host, Purps, and a problem you know. Hi there, lovely people. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of the Purposely Purps podcast. For those of you who are new here, welcome. Snacks are to the side. For those of you who are already a part of the family, welcome home. You know where the kitchen is. So serve yourself. Today's episode will be very difficult for me because of how vulnerable I will have to be. But I just want you to get a glimpse into my journey. I'm not sure if you can tell how I am feeling by the solemnness of my voice, but bear with me. This is the reality of life. So first of all, I hope that no one listening to this episode or this podcast in general believes that I have everything sorted out and life is smooth sailing for me. I hope you're not of the impression that I'm always happy and nothing bothers me, because you couldn't be any further from the truth. Listen, life is hard. Life is difficult. Life is draining. Life is a lot. God's promises are the only things keeping me grounded. And honestly, 9 times out of 10, I forget about them and fall into despair. For about a week now, I've been out of my wits and I've just been feeling so downcast. I haven't read my Bible in a while. And only God knows that my prayers, if you can even call it that, are more like monologues than anything else. One night, I think about 4 nights ago, I was laying down and I asked God if he still loved me, because I felt like such a failure. Guys, I feel defeated. Early in the year, I felt guilty because while I was happy in my faith and spirituality, I was sad in almost every other aspect of my life. And thoughts like, why are you sad? Don't you know that God has everything in control? Trust him and leave everything to him. Like, those thoughts ran through my mind like bolt on the track. And the more I felt sad, defeated, and dejected, is the guiltier I felt. I want you guys to understand that the Christian journey is difficult naturally, but try marrying that journey with anxiety. At that point, you don't know the difference between the journey and hell. Guys, let me tell you something. I have frankincense on my bedside table that I light when I feel an anxiety attack coming on. The wise man knew what he was doing when he gave Jesus that as a gift, because honestly, it's out here saving lives. I also have a pump that I walk around with, and I don't have asthma, but I use it for anxiety attacks. Can you believe? Listen, it is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I wanted to share this specifically because I don't think mental health is addressed as much as it should be in the church and in our culture in general. I mean, while we know that God is able to heal everything and bring wholeness to whatever, I think we, being the church, often forget that he has given specific people the knowledge to help us through these roadblocks. It is so easy to shun people who have anxiety or depression, and those are the most common ones. God forbid. Tofia kwa. If anyone should have dissociative identity disorder or schizophrenia, Lord, call for the priest. And guys, I am not in any way trying to bash our faith or doubt the excellence and might of God's power. What I'm saying is, it is so easy to direct someone to 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5. But life is not so easy that reading and believing off the bat like that will yield instant results. You know? Let me tell you something. Right now, at this very moment, I wish I could turn my mind off for a day or put it to the side just to get some peace for a little. So many times I hate myself because I feel like I'm regressing into who I was before recommitting my life. I mean, While I know that Jesus is not out of touch with reality and he understands, big up Chandler Moore for this bop, I feel like I'm letting God down, as well as all of you who listen and are on this journey with me. Honestly, I was thinking heavily about not releasing an episode this week, but I feel like the devil just wants one opening so he can take over. But me not make the boy win. So even though I'm fighting, I'm struggling. I'm struggling more than, you know, anything else. Me can't make the boy win. Mm-mm. Plus, I want you guys to know that I don't have it all together. I found out in therapy this year that because of experiences that I've encountered in life, they have caused me to develop a defense mechanism that prevent me from processing certain emotions. And I stopped going to therapy for a little because I am not mentally prepared to take on therapy 2.0 just yet. So I just went to one session this year. I'm going to continue later on in the year, but I needed to take a break because therapy is heavy and I just needed a little break, you know. I know it will help, but my mind is relentlessly fighting me. On Monday, I put words to paper. I'm going to read it for you. It's not a traditional poem. So here we go. The strong is weak. The strong is in need. The strong is tired. The strong bleeds. The fountain of endless possibilities seem to be slowly drying up, while the river of passion has stopped flowing. I'm tired and empty and selfishly isolating, but who is there for the weak who everyone thinks is strong? Who is there for the odd piece who everyone thinks belong? Who is there for the girl whose brightest smile has exhaustion in her eyes? Who is there for the girl whose mind tells her nothing but lies? Who is there for the strong that is weak? Who is there for the strong that is in need? Who is there for the strong that is tired? Who is there for the strong that bleeds? Why should someone even be there? I mean, why is the strong weak? I wrote this poem because I'm so tired of always being strong. As a matter of fact, I don't even think I'm strong. I may seem like I am on the outside, and my mind has tricked itself into believing that strength is mental fortitude, when really, to me, strength is vulnerability. It is working through the pain, the hurt, the stress, and just about whatever life throws at you that makes you strong. And I would like to truly feel and be vulnerable. I hate that I have no passion for anything. Like, what's the point? Listen, a girl is tired. I'm sorry that this episode is not filled with encouraging words, but I am currently discouraged. I mean, I'm trying my best to not make the discouragement discourage me, but God see and know say it's odd. I'm tired of everything right now. Tired of the lack of structure in my life. Since COVID, tired of having to stay home every day. Tired of the lack of experiences. I'm just tired of feel like furniture. Right, that's all. As a person who needs structure in their life, everything is getting to me now. I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm not a go-with-the-flow type of gal. I'm not a work-from-home person. Please to give me my 9-to-5 and let me have some structure, you know? And I know this is one whole rant and I'm sorry, but I just want to know that I'm not alone in feeling this drained and passionless. I mean, I think this is the part where I say pray for me while I pray for myself in Jesus' name. But honestly, I need all the prayers you can spare because I'm not my best right now. I'm still in my dark, foggy room called the waiting, experiencing the very real struggles, and I'm just trying to get to that place where I can give up complete control and allow God to have his way. So I know this episode was a heavy one, I know, but you never know who may need to know, just like myself, that they're not alone on this very frustrating journey. So share this episode, subscribe or favorite this podcast on whatever app you're listening on, and follow Purposely Perps on Instagram. Remember that God loves you, I love you, you are not alone.